she's working at the present at Dunbar. She taught at Horace Mann, and mm-hmm. she taught science and biology. Mm-hmm. And now she's teaching, I think it's only science at Dunbar. Mm-hmm. She's teaching 8th grade science. But after she finished college, she got married, and she got married to Nathaniel Robinson. He was in med school in Little Rock, and they went away for him to work on his intern because he said there was a number of things that he wanted to learn over there, and at this time he wasn't being exposed to them because of being black. Because mm-hmm. he said that if he was going to be a urologist and had to do certain things, you know, he wanted to know everything about him, and they didn't want him to see certain things they would do when he come up to a white lady. So he decided that he would go to Flint, where he would be exposed to all these things, because he said he knew if he was going to be a doctor, he couldn't go by a color. He right. had to know something.
Yeah.
So after he finished his interim in Flint, mm-hmm. he was drafted into the Navy, and he spent 10 years in the Navy. He retired last July mm-hmm. from the Navy, and he got set up in his own practice in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So he's doing real well.
Oh, yeah. This is just fascinating. You've got people everywhere. Where's some
Well, I have, I don't know if I told you, now Aretha, she's working in Annapolis, Maryland.
Yeah.
She she worked there in the schools, I should say, for about 11 years, and then she started going from school to school
mm-hmm.
to find out what our problems the teachers mm-hmm. are having and to help them to solve these mm-hmm. problems. This is what she's doing right now. But she said that she's not making any more money than the regular classroom mm-hmm. teacher, and she said it's a lot of wear and tear mm-hmm. on her car, and she thinks that she's going to go back mm-hmm. to her classroom. And then I have 3 brothers, and they all are located in Wichita, Kansas. One of them worked for Boeing's aircraft as soon as he got out of high school. He left and went to Wichita, Kansas, started working for Boeing's, and he worked there. He was always a real good student. My mother really wanted him to be a doctor. But we just didn't have the money by the family being so poor, because he never did make anything but A's and B's in class.
Mm.
However, I made C's and D's and was doing the best I could do. But he always would have his head up the first one in the classroom. So my other brother, as soon as he finished high school, he relocated in Wichita, Kansas also, and he worked for Boeing's. Boeing's is quite a large place,
mm-hmm.
at least at this particular time.
Mm-hmm.
I should say 16 years ago it was. Mm-hmm. Things is not, you know, moving
and
as fast
right
now
right
as they
now.
Were at this particular
yeah.
time. And then the other brother, as soon as he finished high school, he left, because it really wasn't too much to do here in Little Rock. Things was much greater
mm-hmm.
there for them than they were here. So that's one reason, you know, each one of them relocated in Wichita, Kansas, instead of here, and they all have their own homes and
mm-hmm.
their own families.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing real well. They come back here for vacation.
Oh,
but that's
do.
About all. Sometimes yeah. I ask when the lady would like to come back here and live. They said no.
Well, do you travel around and visit them? And
yes,
have
I
you
do.
Around
yes, I have. Well, quite a bit. My sisters gave me a vacation, I think, 3 years ago, and I was able to visit my sister in Maryland. In fact, at this time, my brother-in-law was stationed in Maryland, and I visited both of the sisters. One of them, I think, was in Dowell Green, Maryland, I believe that. No, Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, Silver
yeah. Spring. Yes, and the other one was in Annapolis, so I visited both of them. They gave me this vacation because I really couldn't afford it,
mm-hmm.
and they left from Silver Spring and carried me to Atlantic City, New Jersey, to visit the boardwalk, and I enjoyed it very much. Oh,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
really nice. We just walked half of the night. And then I come back home and build my patio, because I really wanted a patio.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, I know you're not going to do that. I said, oh, yes, I am. I said, because I don't have the money. So they really wanted me to stay long. I spent over a week here, but I rested most of the time because I was real tired. I was working for the Neighborhood Youth Corps at this
mm-hmm.
particular time,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoyed it very much, but it was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.